Blog Talk Radio.
You are now about to witness the strength of street knowledge.
Talk Blog Talk Radio Show. And I'm your host, Michael Mahana. Nice topic. The benefits of homeschooling your children. The school system around the world is fastly changing, and our children are being caught up in the politics of public schooling. Should parents consider homeschooling? And if so, what are the benefits of homeschooling? We're going to deal with that topic tonight. But you know, before I go on, I got to bring on my co-host.
Ladies and gentlemen, are you ready?
I love you, Grandma.
I'm your co-host, Charlie B. Moore.
I love you, Grandma.
I'm your co-host, Charlie B. Moore.
When they don't realize that actually changes Charlie, your, you know, growth and how you approach it. It's like a major
Charlie.
A major factor.
I'm your co-host.
How you
I'm your co-host.
Or your perception.
I'm your co-host.
Y'all already know. With the magical power, casting spells like abracadabra. My co-host,
Charlie B. Moore. Let's
get it in.
Charlie B. Moore.
North Star Talk, baby. Let's go,
Charlie B. Moore.
Let's do this.
Peace.
Peace to the God.
Peace to the God. How you feeling tonight?
Oh, I'm feeling great. Feeling lovely. Just enjoying this, you know, this stormy weather.
No doubt. Let's hope it works with us tonight.
Absolutely.
The benefits of homeschooling. Talk to me. Because the reason why I'm saying talk to me, because like 80% of the the homes deal with the mother being there. So most likely if there's any homeschooling going on, it might come from her. So talk to me.
Wow, and I think homeschooling would be a great choice if a parent actually looked into it and some of the resources they have available. I feel like, you know, we are the first teachers. We know our kids better than anybody. And it's a lot of it's pros and cons to anything and whatnot, but I just feel like with all the violence that's going on in schools and stuff, you don't have to worry about it. You know your child is safe at home. It's flexibility. And that you know, some schools are overcrowded. You have that, you know, pace that you can go with your child. Like, again, no one knows your child as good as you should know your child. So it's a lot of advantages as disadvantages, but I think if you really put the effort in and disciplined yourself, you would do it just so you can see what's best for your child.
Right. Plus, there's a lot of flexibility there for homeschooling. You know, you can work with a child ahead, behind, strong-willed, creative challenges. Let's say quiet, gifted, active. But there's flexibility in how you can teach that child. And also, as the parents homeschooling, you get to see your child's actual weaknesses and can basically deal with it from a first-hand base then, hearing what a teacher has to say. And then you don't even know where that teacher's mindset at through a course of a day when it comes to your child. So there's a lot of flexibility there, wouldn't you say?
Absolutely. I feel like it really is and stuff. And then not only that, when you take a trip, if you have to go out of town, you know, a lot of parents. Oh, you even can do it, like, if you work and stuff, crazy schedules, whatever, you can do that as well as homeschool your child. And it's also, if the parent can't homeschool you, you always can have a virtual teacher. You can do it online. It's a program called K-12 or Academy Connections. It's a whole bunch of different ways to homeschool your child. Like, if, for instance, if I couldn't do it, I could set it up online. Just like you go to college online and whatnot. It's no different and whatnot. And I just recently heard about a scholarship, a child going to a private school and stuff, or homeschool, where you can put your child in. For instance, if I had a child and I would say, well, I would bring my child to your house with your kids and you would homeschool from there and stuff. You can also do that as well. Some states allow that and whatnot, but you just have to, you know, look up things in the state that you're in. But it is also scholarships and different funding you can do with homeschooling and whatnot, and you can find that information on www.edchoice.org, and you just have to navigate it, read through it and navigate it. But I find it, you know, pretty interesting.
Okay. Now, dealing with homeschool, because I know a sister that a daughter was being homeschooled. And isn't it where they can go, like, let's say if a child plays sports or something, they can actually go participate with the public school to engage in sports, things like that. I think that's part of the process. To happen with the social skills?
Yeah, that is. Absolutely. And another thing, too, if you look at statistics, I mean, people that homeschool their kids, they still go to college and they're accepted just like, you know, anyone from high school or, you know, graduate and get the diploma will be accepted. You still have to take these state tests and your child have to, you know, prove themselves by taking these tests and whatnot. So it's just as effective depending on what you put into your child and how serious you take it.
So they get the same credit on their transcript that somebody that actually goes to the public school, where that documentation, that they look at that documentation just as they look at the public school documentation?
Absolutely. You have curriculums that you have to go by, and your child still have assessments to test, you know, test to take. So you put in the same word. You're just home. You're just home and, you know, in the comfort of your home.
So the child got to be doing what it has to do, plus the parent definitely has to do what needs to be done.
Yeah. Accountability,
right. So how qualified does the parent have to be? You know, it just can't do, are there for them to actually, like, start a homeschooling? Is there a guideline that they have to follow, or that someone from the state or from within the school system, do they kind of like check on them, or how do you understand how that works? I contacted somebody that homeschooled their child, and they graduated. The child graduated through homeschool, and so hopefully she'll call in and be able to ask us some questions or something. But is there like a something that throughout the whole school process where these people either check on them, see if everything going the way it's supposed to go, the grading system, the grading process that's done online?
Mm-hmm. Yes, it is. It'd be some teachers that, okay, like for instance, whatever district you're in, they have some teachers that homeschool. And they would make sure that your child, depending on the district and the person that's actually doing the teaching, for instance, like you'd be able to, they give you a point of contact.
Okay.
Where you can reach out to a person and whatnot. But it is state guidelines that you have to follow. And from my understanding and whatnot, when you homeschool, you have to go on there. I've looked into it because I was going to do it one time, and I went on the website and I had to get packages for it. You know, you have to sign different things or whatever and stuff because they have to show why you're taking the child out and where you're going to be at and whatnot. And, you know, but far as credentials and everything, no, you just have to follow that curriculum. That's why so many kids now are being homeschooled versus a few years ago.
Okay. So now, I'm trying to think, because I know, like you said, you looked into it. The qualifications for the homeschooling process, do you kind of have an idea of what they're looking for? Do they do something? When you started, do somebody come in and see the environment that the child has operating under? Do you have an idea of the way they actually do that?
Say that again, Mike. Is it that?
Okay, let's say if I want to homeschool my child.
Mm-hmm.
And I go online or whatever, sign up and this and that. Do they send somebody out within that whole coalition or whatever they would call that to come out to meet with me, or everything is just did online?
No.
What
they would do is, they hold the parent accountable. Whatever state program that you go through, they will give you a point of contact and stuff now. If you need, for any reason, while you're in there, if you have transportation issues or whatever and stuff, you let them know, and then maybe they would come out then. But far as just coming out, no, and stuff. But mostly the whole thing of it is convenience. You do it online.
Okay.
And usually you have a camera on your computer and stuff. And some materials you can get. They will help you with some materials and stuff. But I did see that the cost of it yearly is like $900 and stuff, you know, depending on which program you get into. Like I said, you have to do, you have to do your research on it and anything now. I seen where it was some place you can purchase homeschool curriculums, and whatever place you do that from, that would be like the state funded program. And depending, my best thing to say is you have to do your research on it. Like, it's this thing called Time for Learning. It's one called Classical Academic, Calvert Education. There's a whole bunch of different ones that you have to just look up. And you just put in homeschooling for kids or North Carolina homeschooling programs or state funded programs for homeschooling. But I thought that.
So with let's say my child go to a public school and I want to homeschool them. I have to go through a certain type of process to withdraw them from the current school they're going to.
So we have to talk
to the Board of Education.
Absolutely. Yep. You have to take the process that it is and stuff. And like I said, whatever district you're in or wherever you're the Board of Education, that point of contact, you would let them know what you're doing. Because like I said, you know, they have accountability. Like even with the school system, even though you're not in the public school system, you're still in a school system with your home school. It's just moving you out of one place. You still have to follow the state guidelines and protocols to that. You don't get paid for it. You know, if you homeschool your own child and everything, this is like an investment on yourself or your child.
On yourself, okay. That's what's up. And there's go ahead.
And I was going to say, and again, it goes by off of state and whatnot. And it's so many different, you know, just like, for instance, it's private schools, it's magnet schools, it's so many charter schools, it's so many different types of schools that we have that is no different from homeschool. Homeschool is just a different placement and whatnot. So you still have to, you know, follow the guidelines. Like you said, you know, Board of Education, you have to deal with that and whatnot, because your child is still going to have to take them tests.
Right.
Those assessment tests for placement. Right. They're still going to take them. Even when it comes to college, you still got to take them.
So homeschooling really actually benefit if it's properly done to the point where the child is in a safe environment. The child don't have to worry about the peer pressure, don't have to worry about being bullied. So there's a lot of benefits to it. And like I say, being able to actually work with your child and see what level they are on and their weaknesses, and being able to provide the right material beyond what the regular classroom would do. Let's say for history, there's going to be a certain format that the regular school system is going to teach history from. That doesn't, you know, kind of fit in with a black child. So if he's in homeschool, he can learn more about history than they will actually learn going to that public school or even a private school, because you'll get to actually follow that curriculum, but you'll be able to add on and get materials that that school system is not going to get. So let's say during Black History Month, in your regular school system, they're going to give you the basic format of Black history with the same people, Rosa Parks, Dr. King, Malcolm X, some sports figures, Michael Jordan, this and that, when you can take them deeper into beyond America when it comes to Black history, teach them about other people did things in history that just doesn't deal with America. So I think that is one of the great benefits of you being able to design, utilize their curriculum and design your own curriculums within it to have add on to what your child is learning. Does that make any sense?
Absolutely, it makes sense. Everything you said.
So, like I said, there is a lot of benefits to it. Let's see if we got anybody on the listen for computer or whatever. You listen to North Star Talk Blog Talk Radio. I'm your host, Michael Muhammad, and my co-host is none other than Charlie B. Moore. And if you're listening by computer, you can definitely log into the chat room, leave a statement or a comment, and we'll get it on the air. Or you can call the call-in number, which is 657-383-1423. That's 657-383-1423. And listen and participate by phone. If you're listening by phone and you want to participate, all you got to do is press 1, and it'll show us that your hand is up. We'll call the last 4 digits of your phone number, and then we'll bring you on the air. You're listening to North Star Talk. And the topic we're dealing with, the benefits of homeschooling your children. So if you homeschool your child, or you have done it, or you know somebody, and you feel that there's benefits, or what is the downside to it? What do you think doesn't benefit? We need to hear both sides, because we're trying to deal with what is the benefits of homeschooling. So we need to know the downside to it as well, so we can have a proper comparison and just not point out what we think is a good thing with homeschooling. But as we said earlier, when it comes to homeschooling, the continuing education process from homeschooling, that the child can even go to college or even in the military when it comes to it. And another great thing, this gives a parent the opportunity to really be involved in the student's study habits and what the student is learning, because you can learn right along with your child, especially if they say they're trying to learn a foreign language, this new math that we so get caught up in so much. So being able to homeschool and actually be within, down with your child in it, we can all learn. We got somebody got their hands up. Let me bring them on. Call the last 4 digits of your phone number is 4644. 4644, welcome to the show.
Yeah, looking at your title, Benefits of Homeschooling. And homeschooling is a good option.
Okay.
Me, myself, I'm for school choice. With vouchers, where parents can put their child in the educational environment, academic environment that they feel best for their child and the family's overall plans for their long-term academic environment goals. And when people homeschool, I don't know how long they go. You know, you have to know what it is that you're teaching. And your child must be prepared for the rigors of the next step. They go into college. They have to be able to sit in that classroom, in those professors' room, and be able to encompass what it is that's being taught. So, no, homeschool is a good option for those who can do it. And along with school choice, with vouchers, I think it should be explored.
Right. And so with the homeschooling process and journey and Charlie Beemore, I mentioned it earlier, holding the student and the parent accountable for everything, the accountability for everything that's going on. So along with that process and having somebody that's in the school system as far as when they do the online classes or within that process, those are questions they should ask about, okay, the next level of college. How do we homeschooling them, put them in a social environment? Let's take them on field trip. Let's take them into a library in this type of setting. Let's go visit this here. Let's go to colleges and visit and see how this works and this and how that goes. You think that will help them with them going to the next level?
Well, sure. Anything that the parent feel that's best for their child, and that child should be independently assessed to see exactly how they're coming along and if they are at the actual grade level based on their age, there's nothing wrong with it.
Right, because just think about it. In North Carolina, and Charlie Beemore, I want you to add into this. They got this thing called No Child Left Behind. And so they even dropped the grade average that a child has to make to be passing. And so your child can make a 60. Now, with back in the day, that was a fail. So they were, you either had to go to summer school or repeat that class. Now, with this No Child Left Behind, your child might be in the 10th grade with a 6th grade, 5th grade reading level, but they just passed them on. Is that right, Charlie?
Yeah, they will pass them on. They're supposed to try to get you more academic help and stuff. But I think the No Child Left Behind went to every student succeeds at the ESSA, which was passed in 2015 and whatnot. But but what you're saying is right and everything.
Well, let me ask a question. Why do the parents let that go on?
Well, I think it has to be a community effort to have them to overwrite school laws and things that the school system are doing for us when it comes to the Board of Education.
Well, you know, they should be the parents and the people of that district that should be dictating to the school district the direction that they want their child to be taught.
Right. I'm definitely
in Missouri. Let me read the law in Missouri real quick. This is Missouri State Statute, Chapter 160. Curriculum, textbooks, and other instructional material not to be mandated by state board or Department of Education. It goes on in point one, notwithstanding the provisions of Section 160.514, the State Board of Education and the Department of Elementary and Secondary Education shall not be authorized to mandate and are expressly prohibited from mandating the curriculum, textbooks, or other instructional material to be used in public school. It says each local school board shall be responsible for the approval and adoption of curriculum used by the school district. So that's saying that that's whatever the parents want. It's your children. It's your responsibility.
Right. So what our listeners have to do is check out those rules and regulations within the state that they live in, and respond properly to it, and respond properly to it. Because a lot of them don't know, or don't have an idea, and then a lot of parents really ain't even involved in their children's school life. So they, for one, a lot of times school becomes a place for babysitting.
Well, you're right. And federal government has no, unless you take their money, they have no say-so of what you teach your child. The state doesn't have any say-so of what you teach your child. The state can test your child and make sure that they can meet minimum standards. But ultimately, if you want to have engineering, if you want to have chess, there's some schools that have aviation. There's a basketball charter school in New York. You got schools that specifically on agriculture and biomed. So that's up to the parents.
No doubt. Indeed. And you're right. And that's why they can't, if they don't agree with what is going on within that school system, we can recommend homeschooling if they're in a position to do so, to where they can properly teach and access to what needs to be presented to their children based on where they, like you say, where they see their child needs to be in their society.
Well, yeah, there's professions out there, and, you know, this president has said that he's strongly for school choice. And the educational secretary, with vouchers. And he made statements to immigrants that come here on work visas, say, when your visa expires, you got to go. We're going to replace you with American. So those jobs and the other jobs, for instance, like aviation, that the Bureau of Labor said there's going to be over 400,000 commercial pilots shortage here in the United States. Well, they're telling you the direction that your children should be learning. Those are good paying jobs, professions. So anyway, I just want to add that.
Appreciate you calling in and
right,
participating and giving us that advice.
Right.
And like I say to the listeners, please check with your state and on what the brother said when it came to it. All right, thank you. Yeah, he hung up. But he has some good advice. Go ahead, Charlie.
Absolutely. I just looked up some requirements in North Carolina, and if you go onto the website, it's NCDSNDOLA. If you look up that, it'll give you homeschool requirements and recommendation and stuff, and it'll give you the general statute. It'll give you the requirements of a parent that's ready to go to homeschool their child, and then you have to hold at least a high school diploma or its equivalent. But the website is ncadmin.nc.gov. And again, that's N as in Nancy, C as in Charles, A as in Alpha, D as in Dance, M as in Mike, I as in Ink, N as in Nancy.nc.gov.
So you're telling
me
not just so just anybody, so that there's qualification for the parent before she even can, or he or she can even have a do home sort of, that they got to qualify themselves.
Absolutely.
True.
Yes, absolutely. I mean, you're going to, it's, you taking your child's future and putting it right in your hands and stuff. And even though you take them out of one place, put them in another and whatnot, the guidelines, just showing that your child is getting some education, is the same. And whatnot. That's why you have to still pass certain assessments and everything. But it's important that you do your research and whatnot. And they have so much information on there. And also seeing where in North Carolina, homeschooling costs approximately from $100 to $700 per year and whatnot. So it's definitely something to look into. If you at home mom or you're not working, and even if you are working, it is really something valuable to check out and stuff. Like, you know, Mike said earlier and everything, you get to teach your kids so much stuff that they don't teach in school. And, you know, more about themselves, who they are, where they come from, you know, and you get to spend more time on certain areas versus in school, even the ratio and whatnot. So I think it's very important. You know, kids like to learn. You get these popping colors and everything and stuff, and it's flexibility and stuff, but you have to still be accountable and, you know, and keep them
right
in a discipline. You have to be disciplined with it and anything. But on the other, now, if you don't want to keep that, like the school, get up at 7, do this, whatever, and anything, it's something called unschooling, similar to homeschooling, except the approach. The approach is different. But that'd be another
Topic. Speak a little bit on that. Oh, okay, we'll do that another.
Oh.
Well, we don't have anybody else with their hands up. Oh, okay. We don't have anybody else with their hands up. And I think we kind of pretty much touched on the basic thing that we're showing proof that homeschooling has benefits, you know. And so definitely it's something for our people to look into. Definitely something that could benefit our children, because it can take them out of an environment that could cause them to be insecure, that could cause them to not show forth 100% potential, or to even grow because of the way the school system is designed today. And then you can see, thanks to social media, how the classroom is now, how a lot of kids are disruptive, there's a lot of distraction, and then the teachers, many of them are there for a job and not because they have a strong love to teach their child. Now, that's not all teachers, because I know a lot of teachers that love the children and are very active in the children's life and education. And so it's not all teachers, but too many. So with everything, even with homeschooling, that's probably there's pros and cons. There's some negative things that probably would take place, but we don't want to speak on the negative. We want to encourage everybody to, if you feel like you want to homeschool your child, do that. Anything you want to say before we end the show?
Yes, I want to say to all the listeners, if you do choose homeschooling as well, just to add on to what Mike was saying, just make sure you have that patience with your kids and whatnot. Because, you know, sometimes we can get upset that our six-year-old is not reading where we feel like they should be reading, or the attention span is off and whatnot. That's the only thing that can, you know, make the child feel like learning is not fun. So just be mindful of that and take different approaches. That's the whole thing of homeschooling and whatnot, because, you know, we all have a different way of comprehending and processing things and whatnot. So we have to remind ourselves of that. So if you choose homeschooling, have fun, learn as much as you can, and build that bond. It starts at home.
Indeed. And with that said, we want to thank y'all for tuning in tonight. I'll hear from y'all Tuesday night on the spot Tuesday, and we'll be back here next Thursday with me and my co-host, Charlie Beamore. We want to thank y'all for tuning in.
Peace.
And we out.